friends and brothers and sisters, good morning.
特别欢迎我们今天有很多的朋友来到我们中间听福音。
We especially welcome those friends who are new among us to hear the gospel this morning.
教会是神的家。
And the church is God's house.
神借着这个家要把他的恩典慈爱分给每一个人。
That through this house, God is going to bless each one of us with His grace and His love.
我们是心存谦卑愿意到神跟前来的他都要祝福我们。
And He will bless those who come before Him with a humble heart.
所以欢迎我们每位朋友今天在这里。
So we welcome every friend who is new among us.
更盼望来到的每个人都能够得着神儿子的生命，得着永生。
And we pray that everyone who come before Him today will receive His Son and His eternal life.
刚才听闻诗班弟兄姊妹唱诗的时候
，And when I hear the choir singing.
心里面真的是很感动。
And I was greatly touched.
他们的诗歌是在叫我们感动。
Because their hymns really touch our hearts.
更让我感动的是。每一个礼拜天他们就在这里预备在这个福音聚会的时候要我们为我们唱诗歌。
But what touched my heart even more is how they prepared each week for the gospel meeting.
我知道我们弟兄姊妹都有很多的事要忙，很多的事情要照顾。
And I know that each one of us are very busy, there are things that we need to take care of.
但是他们每一个主日就拨出额外的时间在这里一两个小时很认真的练习唱这些诗歌。
But every Sunday they would spend an hour or two and just really diligently practice those hymns.
我们的目的呢，就是盼望这些诗歌再能来感动我们的心。
And the whole heart purpose was for those songs to touch our hearts.
预备我们的心能够更柔软，更容易接受神的爱。
And to prepare our hearts, to soften our hearts to receive the word of God.
所以在这里真是为他们感谢神。
So we really thank them.Thank God for them.
今天我要交通的题目是永恒的父爱。
And this morning I'd like to share about eternal love of the Father.
我们很多人可能注意到最近在美国有个非常重要的话题。
And perhaps all of us have noticed a very hot topic lately.
就是在佛罗里达州有一位女士，她叫做特丽夏沃。
And that was the case of Terry Schiavo in the state of Florida.
在人看来，她只是一个很平凡的家庭妇女。
And to all men, she was just a very ordinary woman.
今年41岁。
And this year she's 41 years of age.
她从26岁那年开始。
And from the age of 26.
因为心脏病脑部缺氧太久。
And because of her heart attack and her brain was lack of oxygen for a while.
脑部严重受损，就无法正常的生活。
And she suffered severe brain damage and she could not live a normal life.
几乎可以说是跟外界已经没有办法正常的交通。
And she could not interact normally or with other people.
但是为了这样一个人。
But for such a person.
全美国这两周以来都在关注。都在争论。
That the entire state was pay attention on in the case, and they would pay attention to it.
甚至到了一个地步，国会议员几百人，总统、州长、法官，全都为这事情投入许多的宝贵时间和力量。
They got into a point from the president to the congressman to the courts were all investing time in this case.
这在一个不敬畏神。不认识神的地方，你是不可能看见这个事情。
That such a phenomena is almost impossible in a country which is not fearing the Lord.
因为在人看来
，because to man，
如果是用唯物的观点来看的话
，if we look at from the
materialistic
world，
这个人不值得人花这么多的时间和精力去为他去争取什么。
That this person was not worthy for all to put in so much effort.
但是因为神的缘故。
But because of the sake of God.
因为神创造这个人的缘故。
And because God had created this being.
所以他的生命，他的生存就有非常重大的意义。
Therefore, her life and her existence are very significant.
我们不去讨论究竟救他好呢，还是让他去这个自然去世好。
And for now, we will not discuss whether it is good for her to die or to live.
我们没有时间去讨论这个问题。
Because we do not have time to devote to that this morning.
但是我们觉得这个佛罗里达州长布希州长所讲的话觉得很有意思。
But something that the governor of Florida Bush said was very interesting.
他说我们一方面看见这个问题受了这么大的争议。
And he said that on one hand we see that this aroused such a debate.
所以我们应当要立法来保障人就是临终究竟怎样处理的问题。
Therefore, we need to pass through the legislature, make a law and regard the last will of a man.
但他接着说。
And then he continued on.
他说对我而言。
He says, as far as for me.
更重要的是要借着这个事件。
But what's more important for me is that through this incident,
来反省生命的意义。
And I would like to think upon, dwell upon the significance of life, the meaning of life.
这就是今天我要和大家一同交通的主题。
And that is exactly the topic I'd like to share with you this morning.
究竟生命有什么意义？
What is the meaning of life?
我们来一同读一段经文。
Let's turn to some passages in the Bible.
请我们来读一下，请帮我们打一下马太福音第十八章。
Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十二到十四节。
Verses 12 through 14.
我们大家一同来练好吗？
Let's read it together.
一个人若有一百只羊，一只走迷了路，你们的意思如何？他岂不撇下这九十九只，往山里去找那只迷路的羊吗？若是找着了，我实在告诉你们，他为这只羊欢喜，比那为没有迷路的九十九只欢喜还大呢。你们在天上的父也是这样，不愿意这小子里失上一个。这段经文从寻找迷羊讲起。
And this passage talked about a shepherd who was trying to find his lost sheep.
然后讲到有位天上的父亲。
And then talked about a heavenly father.
他不愿意任何他所造的人失上一个。
That he was not willing for one of whom he had created to be lost.
朋友们，我们今天活在一个时代。
And dear friends, we're living in an age.
可能我们太忙碌。
Perhaps we're just too busy.
可能我们也被这个时代的功利思想所影响。
Perhaps we're influenced by the fame and fortune of the world.
我们对于周遭许多的悲剧，我们渐渐失去了该有的感觉和怜悯。
We start to lose the sensitivity towards the misfortunes around us.
我们好像到处看见。那里十几个人，那里是几百几十个人，几百个人。
It seems to us around us that tens have died and hundreds have died.
但是没有在我们里面产生多大的一个震动。
But it did not disturb our heart much.
甚至于在去年年底的南亚海啸。
Even the tsunami that happened last year, end of last year.
在短短的几分钟，有几十万人丧生。
In a brief moment.Tens of thousands died.
可能到了几个月之后的今天，也渐渐的被人遗忘。
Perhaps months later has been forgotten by many.
最近的印尼大地震。
Lately the earthquake in Indonesia.
几千人死亡。
Thousands died.
可能有人觉得跟那个几十万人死，那这个小意思。
Perhaps some would compare this to the death toll of the tsunami case. It's just insignificant.
我们的时代渐渐把人的心变成一个比较冷漠，比较自我。
And this age has turned our hearts to be cold and self-centered.
但是有一位神。
But there is a God.
他的爱永远不改变。
His love never changes.
他虽然创造了几亿的人。
Even though he created billions of people.
但是他有一个心。
But he has a heart.
就是不愿意这么多的人中间有任何一个失上沉沦了。
That he is not willing for one to be lost.
朋友们，刚才我们谈到的这位天父。
And dear friends, the Father in heaven that we talked about.
就是圣经所说的神。
It is the God of the Bible.
那么这位神究竟是怎样的一位？
And what kind of God is he?
他可能跟你原来所想过的、所听过的、所看过的都不一样。
Perhaps he's a different God than what you have heard, what you have seen, and what you have thought.
这位神他开宗明义的启示，他乃是创造人和宇宙万物的。
And he in the beginning revealed to us that he was the creator of man and all.
我想世界有很多的宗教。
That in this world there are many religions.
有好多的教主。
There are many different leaders of religion.
但是无论是释迦牟尼或是穆罕默德。
Whether it's a Muhammad or the founder of a Buddhism.
他们都没有宣称自己是神。
They never regard themselves as God.
那些我们中国的圣人，那些智慧人。
Or the wise men of ancient China.
无论是孔子，无论是老子。
Or Lao Tzu or Kong Tzu in China.
他们也没有宣称自己是神。
So none of them regard themselves as God.
但是这位主耶稣。
But this Lord Jesus.
他宣称他是神。
He called himself God.
并且宣告人类是按照他的形象和样式造的。
And he has proclaimed that man was created according to his image and his likeness.
也宣告整个宇宙万有都是为着他的目的而被造的。
That the entire universe was created for him.
所以我们很多时候想要认识他。
So a lot of times we want to know this God.
我们就用我们的头脑来分析他。
So we try to analyze it with our mind.
我们甚至于想要那个亲眼看见他。
And we even want to see him, behold him.
但是他是这样的伟大。
But he is so great.
他能够创造我们。
That he is able to create us.
那就不是我们的思想能够把它彻透的。
And therefore he is not comprehensible by our mind.
所以一个弟兄他说。
And therefore a brother said once.
如果这位神你能把它想通了。
If you can comprehend this God.
那你就不需要去信他，也不需要去拜他。
Then there's no need for you to believe in him or worship him.
所以人造了很多的偶像在拜。
And therefore man created many different idols to worship.
这证明这位他们所拜的不是创造人类和万有的。
But what they worship is not the one who created all.
他是灵，所以我们看不见他。
And for God is a spirit and we cannot see him.
但是有很多的证据都来证明有神。
But there are many different evidence to point to him that he is God.
这整个美丽伟大的宇宙。
That this beautiful and great universe,
还有我们自己奇妙的生命智慧
and our own life, our own wisdom,
都在为神做见证
and all are testifying for the Lord.
神不自己在那里为他争辩
God is not debating for himself.
但他说借着所造之物叫我们都可以晓得没有任何的借口
He said that through all that was created, that everyone can come to know God, and no one will have excuses.
啊，这位神。
And this God.
最重要的就是他跟我们的生命有直接的关系。
Most important thing is that he wants to have a relationship with us.
因为人是按照他儿子的形象样式造的。
Because man was created according to the image and the likeness of his son.
所以在美国的独立宣言一开头这样说。
And therefore, in the Declaration of Independence of the United States,
人类生而平等。
He says that all men are created equal.
拥有神所赋予他的不可以侵犯的人权。
And he has the rights, that God-given rights that cannot be taken away.
这个人权包括人最基本生存的权利。
And this God-given rights include the right to live.
也包括他活着的时候的自由、平等和尊严。
And the right to freedom and equality and dignity while on earth.
因为人敬畏神，所以才尊重人。
And because a man fear God, therefore we will respect man.
因为人敬畏神，所以才会尊重生命。
And out of the fear for God, we respect life.
这个理念的根基乃是圣经。
And therefore the foundation of it is the Bible.
我们知道，在一个不认识神不敬畏神的国度里
We know that in a country which does not fear God
人的生命是非常的轻贱的
And their life are very cheap
人所看重的不是生命乃是金钱
And what man deemed very valuable was not life but money
啊，不是看重人权乃是看重王权
was not the right of man but the right of the kingship
我们感谢神把我们带到这个国家来
And we thank the Lord for bringing us to this country.
我们亲眼看见，因为神的缘故，人怎样变得何等的有价值、 有尊严。
And we have seen how a value is attached to man because of fear for God.
即使完全失去自主能力的一个人，还有这么多的人，甚至于上至总统，都来为他的生存而努力，来请命。
So even though for a person who's severely brain damaged, she had presidents and congressmen that all was working for her.
朋友们，你觉得这个重要吗？
And do you think it's important, right?
你觉得这个比我们在那里赚钱和争取前途重要吗？
Do you think this is much more important than your wealth or pursue a career?
在我是的。
And to me, it is.
因为我觉得今天我们有机会亲眼目睹所有这一切的发生。
Because we have an opportunity to behold everything that has happened.
我们来自一个不同的国家，不同的思维。
And we came from different countries, and we might have different thoughts.
如果我们用心的话，
if we apply our hearts,
在这里所看的、所发生的，应当会很大的触动我们的心灵。
And what we have seen, what we have heard, should touch our heart deeply.
因为在一个地方，生命如同草芥是可以随便踏的。
Because in one place, life is but like a grass that you can trample on it.
而在另外一个地方，生命却是无价之宝，是要用所有一切的力量去维护的，去供应的。
And yet, in another domain, you see that life was regarded very highly, that was protected by all efforts.
因为生命的无价。
And because the value and valuableness of the of life.
所以这个经文就说，我们在天上的父亲。他也不愿意这小子里边失上一个。
Therefore, in the passage we just read, it said that our heavenly Father was not willing for one to be lost.
朋友们，我们为什么邀请你们来听福音呢？
And dear friends, why have we invited you to hear the gospel?
因为你的生命非常的宝贵。
And because your life is so precious.
因为神看你的生命为宝贵。
Because God deemed your life precious.
所以我们要把福音传给你。
Therefore, we need to preach the gospel to you.
我们盼你得到永生，不至于灭亡。
And we pray that you will receive eternal life, that you will not perish.
那这段经文的前面讲到寻找羊的事情。
And this passage talked about finding a lost sheep.
一个人他有一百只羊。
And it seems like a person had 100 sheep.
但是呢，有一只走迷了，还有九十九只在。
But one of them wandered away, and the other 99 stayed on the hills.
如果一个粗糙的心的话，那有九十九也够了。
And if you have a heart that doesn't really care, then you thought 99 is good enough.
但是神说不。
But God said no.
要去把那一只找回来。
We need to find that one lost sheep.
而且找到的时候，比那不需要去找的那九十九只呢，还要觉得欢喜，还要觉得快乐。
And after finding that lost sheep, he's happier than having the other 99.
朋友们，圣经告诉我们，我们是羊。
And dear friends, and the Bible tells us that we are sheep.
本来呢是绵羊。
We were sheep originally.
很温顺，很可爱的。
And we were obedient and very cute.
但是呢，因为罪进来的缘故。
But because of some sin entered into the world.
我们变成山羊。
And we became goats.
我们肩膀很尖。
And we have horns.
绵羊那个脚呢是卷卷的。
And you see the goats have a curly horns.
那个尖尖的脚啊，就很容易去触人的。
And it's very easy to hurt people. And it's very light to fight in its nature.
我不知道你是不是。
I don't know what are you like.
我还没信主的时候是这样的。
And that was me before I believed in the
Lord. 我妹妹称我为暴君。
And my sister called me the Terran.
我跟任何人相处呢，都有一点问题。
And I have problem being one.
不是不能相处。
Not that I cannot interact with them or be
one. 一靠近就不行了。
But when I get close to them, I will have problems.
时间久了就不行了。
If the time prolongs, I will have problems.
那时候我觉得很生气。
I was very angry.
我喜欢跟朋友在一起，但是又是这么容易发生。
I really like to be with my friends, but oftentimes I just end up very, very unhappy.
找不到法解决。
Now find a way to resolve it.
还是感谢神。
I thank God.
神救了我。
That saved me.
我上上里面到一个老朋友。
And a couple days ago, I met a friend.
是我在我西雅图读书的一个。
And then alumni of our high school when I went to Seattle.
我们同一年到这来读书。
And we have had the states in the same year to study.
因为他人长一些呢，所以我们常常大大大。
They old, so I saw a big butt. And he took us.
跟。
And start preaching.
跟我讲几句。
He says to me.
讲这个叫包在自顾。
And I hope you don't think I'm boasting.
我只是要说明说怎样改。
On the chat that I oh God, I'm sorry.So that the Lord can be changed. You change inside and
out.
Go sheep. That would become a cute little sheep in his fold. And God wants to seek man. And it's very difficult. Because we're pretty smart.
我们人很会跑。
And we know how to escape.
我们人呢，这个力气也不小。
And we have great strength.
所以神虽然这么伟大。
So even though God is so great.
但是呢，要把我们找回来呢，还真不容易。
But it's kind of difficult for him to find us.
我不知道我们的朋友们，你觉得神找你容不容易？
I don't know to all the friends who's sitting here, do you think it's easy for God to find you?
你听福音到现在多少时间？
And how long have you been from the time you first heard of the gospel?
神找到你了吗？
Has God found you?
你说我回来了吗？
And have you said to him, I came back?
还是仍然在外面奔跑流荡逃避？
Or are you still escaping and wandering outside of the fold?
我们来看第二处的经文。
Let's look at the second passage.
我们来看约翰福音三章十六到十八节。
That's in Gospel according to John chapter 3 verses 16 through 18.
我们也是一起念好吗？
Let's read it together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。这是何等宝贵的话语。
And how precious is this passage?
你在任何世上的宗教经典找不到这个。
And such passage you cannot find in any other religious books.
你找不到说那一位神因为爱你的缘故。
You cannot find that there is such a God who so loved you.
把他最心爱的独生子都赐给你，为你而死。
And have given his only begotten beloved son for you to die.
目的只是为了叫你得救。
And the purpose, the only purpose was for you to be saved.
叫你得着他美丽宝贵的生命。
And you would be able to receive the precious and beautiful life of his.
不至于灭亡，永远的沉沦，永远的在地狱里面受苦。
And you will not perish forever suffering in hell.
神这个牺牲
，And this sacrifice
全然是为了我们的好处。
It was completely for our own good.
这个独生子是谁呢
？And who is his only begotten son?
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
可能我们来到美国之后
，And perhaps after we came to the States,
对这个名字已经渐渐的不陌生了。
And this name has become not strange to
us.我们真认识他了吗
？But do we truly know him？
我们真的照着他所启示的来认识他了吗
？Do we truly know him according to his revelation？
朋友，如果你还没有接受他
，And friends, if you have not received him，
如果你还没有下定决心要得着这个生命
，If you now have not set your mind to receive him，
那就证明你还不认识他
，And that proves that you do not know him。
因为如果你认识他
，Because if you know him，
你要以他为至宝。
You would see him as a treasure.
这位耶稣是谁呢？
And who is this Jesus?
这位耶稣是完全的神。
And this Jesus is a complete God.
他虽然有着人的身体，有着人的生命。
Even though he had the life of man and the flesh of man.
但是他是那位从永远就存在，一直到永永远远的神。
But he was the one lasting from everlasting past to the everlasting future.
犹太人几千年在等候一位救主。
For thousands of years, the Jews were waiting for a Messiah.
这么多的先知都出来过。
And many prophets were born.
这么多圣洁的爱神的人都出现过。
And many people who loved God lived.
但是就等不到这位神的儿子来到。
But none of them could wait for the coming of the Messiah.
一直到两千年前。
Until 2,000 years ago.
耶稣按着神的时间降生在伯利恒之后。
That according to the set time of God, Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
那些敬虔的犹太人找到了救主。
And those who are godly Jews found a Messiah.
朋友们，犹太人是第一个为我们来做验证工作的。
You know that Jews was the one who was testifying to the truth for us.
因为圣经是赐给他们。
Because the Bible was given to them.
旧约圣经，神是启示给以色列人的。
The Old Testament was revealed to the Jews.
所有先知的预言，最重要的就是讲到有位弥赛亚要来。
And all the important message, the focal point of That this Jesus who is also God, and during his short 33 and a half years of life,
留下了对人类有史以来最巨大的影响。
He left a great impact, the greatest impact to mankind.
许许多多的人归信他。
Many people have turned to believe in him.
甘心乐意为他寻道舍命。
They were wholeheartedly willing to be martyred for him.
我们的纪元因着他而发昏为前跟跟。
Our calendar, because of him, it became B.C. and A.D.
很多的君王。
And many kings.
几乎可以说每一个。
And even we can say almost all of them.
当他登基的时候，他就改国号。
And when he became a king, he would change the name of the under his rule.
改成他自己的那个第一年。
It would change the year calendar year under his name.
只有耶稣。
Only Jesus.
他没有自己去创这个年份。
He never tried to change the calendar year according to his name.
或者全世界，无论你信神或是不信神。
But in the entire world, whether you believe God or not,
全都在用这个西元2005年做我们的年代。
And we all are using the year 2000 as our official year.
你说是何等奇妙。
And how marvelous that is.
艺术，所有的音乐，最美的文学，都在歌颂耶稣。
And the most beautiful arts and music are singing praises to Jesus.
所以拿破仑就非常的感慨。
And Napoleon are very touched.
这个华国的皇帝。
And he was a ruler of France.
他拥有王位，拥有千军万马。
He had many soldiers. He had the king authority as a king.
但他在人生最后的时候，非常的感慨。
But when he comes to the end of his life,
他说：“我是用这一些来征服人。”
He said, "I use all these resources to conquer man."
但是那位拿撒勒的耶稣
，But that Jesus of Nazareth,
他没有一兵一卒。
He did not have even one soldier.
他没有地位财富。
He did not have position nor wealth.
那更不要说王位。
And let alone being a king.
可是他俘虏了这么多人的心，甘心乐意的侍奉他，爱他。
Yet he has captured the hearts of so many.Wholeheartedly follow him and serve him.
朋友们，他是神。
Dear friends, he is God.
他是神。
He is God.
所有的历史，所有现在活着的人，信靠他的人，为这个做见证。
And all who are living and all the history testify for this.
他也是一个完全的人。
And he was a complete man as well.
他带着跟你我一样有血有肉的身体。
And he had this fleshly body.
但是他里面那个生命。跟我们完全不一样。
But yet the life that's within him are completely different from ours.
所以他是一个无罪的生命。
Therefore he had a life that's without sin.
从神直接来的生命。
There was a life that came from God directly.
全世界这么多人。
And there's so many people throughout the world.
都在为人寻找救法。
And they're trying to find a salvation for man.
都在想办法要来救人，要来自救。
They're trying to save themselves and save others.
但是没有一个人能做得到。
But not one man could have accomplished that.
只有当主耶稣来的时候。
And only when Jesus came.
他活出一个完全无罪的人生。
He lived a life without sin.
我们知道，在犹太人和罗马政权的审判下。
That you know that in the reign of a Roman and a rule of the Jewish leaders.
主耶稣通过所有的考验。
And he, Jesus, had passed all the tests.
如同一只要被献祭的羊。
And he was like a sheep, the lamb that was going to be slaughtered.
他在祭司的手中吹毛求疵的去检验他。
And when the priest tried to pick any wrong with him.
如果有任何的斑点，有任何的瑕疵，他都没有资格被当作这个祭物。
And if he has any spots, he's not worthy to be a sacrifice.
结果他们证明他实在是完全无罪。
And through it all, they proved that he was without sin.
那些昼夜生活在旁边的那些门徒们也证明他是一个完全人。
And all the disciples who lived with him all the days and nights proved that he was without sin.
所以这位完全的神和完全的人就成了全人类唯一的救主。
That this man who is complete God and complete man becomes the savior of us all.
友们，如果你羡慕得救。
Dear friends, if you desire to be saved.
如果你看你的生命是宝贵的。
If you deem your life to be very precious.
就来依靠他。
And you will come to trust in him.
我们再看下一段经文。
Let's look at next passage.
下一段经文是罗马书。
Romans.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们来读23到28节。
Verses 23 through 28.
好，我们也是一起读好吗？
Let's read it in unison.
好，来。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。岂是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的了。用何法没有的呢？是用立功之法吗？不是，乃用信主之法。所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。在这段宝贵的经文里，
In this precious passage,
神启示了他另外一个性情。
And God has revealed another nature of his.
启示这位神是公义的。
And he revealed that he is a just God.
在刚才的约翰福音里边，神启示他是爱的神。
In the passage in the Gospel according to John that we just read, he revealed that he was God of love.
但虽然这么爱我们。
And even though he loved us so much,
他虽然不要有一个人灭亡失丧，
even though he was not willing for one to be lost,
但是这位完全的神他是非常公义的。
But this complete God, he is a righteous God.
因为他的公义，
because of his righteousness,
所以才能使得这个宇宙得以坚固稳定。
And it held up the entire universe.
在他那里我们找不出他任何的错误，不任何的瑕疵。
In him, you cannot find any wrongdoing, any spots.
这位公义的神，他要来救我们。
And this righteous God desires to save us.
是用什么方法呢？
And what was the method that he used?
他用赦罪的方法。
It was through forgiveness of sin.
因为这里讲到说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because here it said that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
刚才我们提到说，神是用他儿子耶稣的形象造我们。
And we mentioned earlier that God had created us according to the likeness and image of His Son.
那意思就是说，他把那个神圣的生命起初的时候是放在人里边的。
And this means that when He created us, He has put eternity in the heart of man.
但是当亚当决定背叛神的时候，
But when Adam decided to rebel against God,
罪住到人的里面去了。
The sin has entered into the heart of man and
这个罪成为我们的主人了。
And this sin became our master.
朋友们，我们有没有看见人世间充满了罪恶？
Friends, do you see that this world is filled with sin?
如果没有罪，
without sin,
就没有人与人这么多的难处。
It would not have such difficulty with men trying to be with men.
丈夫妻子的难处。
And there's difficulty in the marriage between husband and wife.
父母儿女的难处。
There's difficulty between
parents
and children and in-laws.
朋友、同事、邻居，充满了各样的难处。
Among friends, colleagues, and neighbors.
国与国的战争。
And there's battle and war between nations.
种族的屠杀。
And there's slaughter between the different races.
已经充分的证明，在人性的里面是有罪恶。
And all these prove sufficiently that within the heart of man there is sin.
我在这里不是说这个人是个好人还是个坏人。
Here I'm not saying that this is a good man and the other is a bad man.
在人的标准里面，的确有的人是比较好的。
Because truly, according to the standard of a man, there some are good and some are bad.
有的人是比较坏的。
And some are kind of worse than the others.
我是属于比较坏的那种。
I belong to the latter kind.
但是感谢主。
But I thank the Lord.
可能越坏呢越会得救。
Maybe that the worse you are, the more easy for you to be saved.
为什么呢
？Why is that?
因为如果我们蛮好的，我已经有九十几分了，那我觉得说那么差那几分就一百了，可能我不需要耶稣。
Because if I think regard myself a pretty good man, I scored a 90 or so, then I'm pretty good. I don't need Jesus.
但是我从前虽然呢，信主很困难。
And even though for me it was hard to believe in Jesus.
不是因为我觉得我没罪。
It wasn't because I didn't think I was without sin.
而是我去依靠我从前信的那些偶像啊，我原来所拜的那些。
But I trusted in the idols that I worshipped.
但是当我认识主耶稣的救恩。
But after I come to know the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
我知道。
And I knew.
我没有办法靠着那些偶像，靠着我的虔诚，使我的罪得赦免。
I could not.Rely on my worshipping those idols and my dedication to them to be saved.
因为在二十四节那里说呢，他讲到，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，我们就可以白白的称义。
And here it says that we're justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
原来我们被赦罪是需要恩典的。
And here we found that to be justified, we need grace.
我们一直的努力
，and we may strive very hard.
我们可能有点进步
，maybe we did make some improvements.
但是呢，我们可能从这个50%的好，变成60%的好，70%的好。
Maybe we have improved from 50 to 70 percentile to 80 percentile.
但是我们永远达不到神的荣耀。
But we can never reach the glory of God.
并且我们还没有开始立志行好一点，那些罪通通都是在那里成为一个债务。
And we are indebted to sin even before we set our mind to be good.
所以这里讲到救赎。
So here it says salvation.
非常的重要。
And it's very important.
这里有救有赎。
And here there's a saving and redeeming.
赎是什么呢
？What is redemption?
赎就是我们欠债。
Redemption is that when you owe a debt,
然后有人来替我们还债
and someone pay the debt for you.
是谁来替我们还这个罪债呢
？Who paid the debt of sin for us?
是耶稣。
It is Jesus.
因为他流血了。
Because he bled.
只有血能够满足神公义的要求。
Only blood can satisfy the just requirement of God.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上死的时候
，So when Jesus died on the cross,
他的血就流出来。
And he shed his blood.
我们愿意接受他的人。就得到血的洗罪。
And those who are willing to receive him has received the cleansing of his blood.
那个救是什么呢
？And what is to save?
就是让我们这个生命呢，不要死了。
And salvation is saving you from death.
那是圣灵的工作。
And that is the work of the Holy Spirit.
他来点活我们里面那个已经死去的灵。
He has enlightened the flame into life, the spirit that's within us.
他使我们成为一个活的人。
It has caused us to be a living soul.
会感谢神呢。
So we thank, and then we begin to thank God.
会敬拜神了。
We're able to worship God.
会侍奉神了。
We're able to serve God.
所以我们不仅要去有主耶稣来赎我们。
So not only we need redemption of God.
神也借着圣灵来生我们。
God also reborn us through His Spirit.
我们成了一个得救的人。
And we became a one who is saved.
这些是神的儿子付上重大的代价。
Yet all this was because the great price the Son of God had paid.
我们今天在大陆都是大部分都是独生子女。
That in mainland China, most of us are the only child.
所以我想我们会更能体会一个独生子是什么意义。
Perhaps we'll be able to understand a bit more what it means to be the only begotten child.
请问有谁愿意把他的独生子为别人献祭？
Is there anyone among us who are willing to sacrifice his only begotten child?
但是圣经启示。
But the Bible has revealed to us.
神是我们的父亲。
That God is our father.
神是我们的父亲。
God is our father.
父亲爱儿女。
The father loved children.
是不计任何代价的。
It does not count any cost.
所以他的儿子就可以被献上去。
And therefore he offered up his son.
刚才我们举的那位夏沃女士的父母。
And the example that we talked about, which is Terry Schiavo's parents.
就是竭力的奔跑要为他女儿争取活下去的权利的。
And they've tried all their might to get the right for her daughter to survive.
在台湾有一个更感人的故事。
There's another story that's even more touching.
有一位在17岁的时候被计程车撞倒就没有再醒过来的一位女士。
There's a girl who was hit by a taxi when she was 16 and she became brain dead ever since.
她叫王小明。
Her name was Xiaoming Wang.
在42年前。
And 42 years ago.
当她还是一位高中学生的时候。
When she was still a high schooler.
在上学的途中被计程车撞伤。
And she was hit by a taxi on her way to school.
从此再活过。
And she never awakened.
她的父母。
And hence.Took care of himself.
想自己的休息享受，自己的前途。
They sacrifice their own rest, their enjoyment, their future.
就是要把这个女儿照顾好。
Because they wanted for the sole purpose of taking care of their daughter.
盼望她有一天能够神迹似的活过来。
And they were hoping that by miracle, perhaps one day she would awake.
他们照顾到一个地步。几十年她身上没有长一个褥疮。
And for many, many decades, she didn't even have a bedridden wound.
朋友们，如果我们照顾过瘫痪的人就知道。
If you have taken care of someone who's disabled and lying in bed.
你不要说几十年。
And let alone decades.
就是一个月可能都已经长褥疮了。
Even after a month, she might develop a sore, bed sore.
那有多少的爱心。
How much effort and love you need to put into it.
不断地给他翻身，不断地给他按摩。
You need to massage the body.
无怨无悔地陪他女儿走完他们的人生。
But the parents has walked with the daughter all for the rest of her life without complaint.
这位昏迷的人今年已经59岁。
And this person who's brain dead is 55 years old now.
从少女变成了一个老人。
And she has come away from a teenager girl to an old woman.
她的父母亲也相继都离世。
And her parents has passed away.
但是留下一个非常感人的永恒的父爱。
But it has left a story of a love that's undying.
这父亲的爱，母亲的爱从何而来？
And where is this love come from?
从何而来？
Where does the parents' love came from?
乃是那位天上的父亲 把他的生命性情赐给人。
And because God in heaven has given His nature, the nature of love to man.
他今天就让我们借着这个来看见他真爱我们。
That through this example, He wants to show us that He loves us.
他已经把他的儿子耶稣献上了。
He has sacrificed His Son.
我们怎么得救呢？
How can we be saved?
我们不再是用守律法行善积功德的方法。
It is no longer by obeying the law.
那是要靠信。
But by faith.
神有恩典。
God has grace.
人肯相信。
And man wants to believe.
就得救了。
Then you will be saved.
朋友们。
Friends.
得救这么难吗？
And it's so hard to be saved.
得救真难吗？
Is it hard to be saved?
难的不是在神这一面。
It is not hard with God.
难的是在你这一面。
But it is hard with man.
我们为何不肯谦卑地来接受父亲的呼召？
Why aren't we willing to humble ourselves to accept the call of the Father?
他是我们的父亲。
He is our Father.
我们离开他很久了。
And we have departed from him for so long.
在路加福音第十章。
In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 10.
那里面有一个非常感人的故事。
It has a very touching story.
成为今天许多医院啊这些医务人员他们的一个共同的一个目标。
It became the goal of all the health professionals.
他们要做好撒玛利亚人。
They want to be a good Samaritan.
这里讲到一个故事。
And here it tells us a story.
他说有一个人他从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去。
And there was a man who was going down to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem going down to Jericho.
耶路撒冷是代表神同在的地方。
And Jericho, Jerusalem represents a place that's with God.
耶利哥是代表被咒诅的地方。
But Jericho represents a place that was cursed.
这个人下到耶利哥在途中的时候就遇见了强盗。
And this man, when he going down to Jericho, he was met by robbers.
把他的衣裳剥光了。然后把他打得半死，然后把他丢在地上。
And they stripped him of his clothes and beat him and left him half dead.
然后有一个祭司走过去，就绕过去了。
And when the priest going through that road, he just passed him by.
有一个利未人来了，也从另外一边绕过去了。
And so to a Levite, when he came to the same road, he passed him by as well.
只有一个撒玛利亚人，他来到这里的时候，看见了这个受伤的人，他就动了慈心。
And only when a Samaritan passed through there and saw this man, his heart was touched.
他就上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处。
He poured wine and oil on his wounds.
他把他包裹好了。
He bandaged his wounds.
扶他骑上自己的牲口。
And he put him on his own donkey.
然后带他到旅店里面去照顾。
And he took him to an inn and took care of him.
第二天就拿出二钱银子来吩咐店主要好好的照顾他。
And then the next day he gave two silver coins to the innkeeper to say, and say to him that you take care of him.
所有照顾这个人的费用等到他下次再来的时候呢通通都要代他还清。
And then I would reimburse you with all the extra expenses that incur because you are taking care of him.
今早晨我们擘饼聚会的时候
And this morning when we are breaking our bread,
我们一个弟兄点了一首诗歌
And the brother wanted to sing a song.
副歌说我欠千万金。
The refrain says, I have owed thousands.
主为我还清。
And God had paid it all.
我实在为这个诗歌大大的感动。
And I was greatly touched by this hymn.
朋友们，我们就是那一位从耶路撒冷跑到耶利哥的人。
Friends, we are the one who went from Jerusalem to Jericho.
原来我们是应当活在伊甸园的。
And originally, we were supposed designed to live in the Garden of Eden.
因为犯罪的缘故我们离开那里被赶出去。
But because of sin, we were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
我们落在这个满了罪恶的地球上。
That we are living in this earth that's filled with evil and sin.
我们真的是被打得遍体鳞伤。
We were beaten.
朋友们。
And friends.
我们在一生走过来的过程中间。
And in our lifetime journey.
无论是刻意伤我们的或者是无意伤我们的我们的心灵到处都受到伤害。
And we're hurt over and over by people who hurt us intentionally and unintentionally.
今天多少的夫妻
？And how many husbands and wives today？
嗯，彼此伤害。
And they were hurting each other.
真的是伤得遍体鳞伤。
And they're just filled with wounds.
用最厉害的话，用最厉害的话，彼此攻击。
And they use the most severe and hurtful words to attack each other.
原来相爱的两个人变成了仇人。
And originally these were two lovers, and now they've turned into enemies.
今天全世界在放眼看去，有几对夫妻是幸福的？
And if you look through the world, how many couples are actually happy in their marriage?
人被打得遍体鳞伤。
And they were all beaten in their marriage.
不仅是心灵和精神的伤害。
It is not just the damage emotionally.
而许多的家庭暴力。
And many domestic violence.
还有凶杀。
And murder.
朋友们，人类实在有流不完的眼泪。
And friends, there are so many tears that we can shed.
在家庭中。
That in the family, in the home.
在社会里。
In a society.
我们所看见的就是这幅图画。
This is the picture that we see.
我们需要这位好撒玛利亚人。
We need this good Samaritan.
让他用油和酒，借着圣灵的工作医治我们的创伤。
That through the work of the Holy Spirit.By his oil and by his oil, he would heal our wounds.
他实在是动了慈心。
And he really had a heart of love.
如果不是这样。
If it's not so.
像现今世界罪恶这样的重大。
And if you look at the world with such evil.
我们怎么还能够在平安中生活呢？
How can we still live in peace and safety?
我们怎么还能够有这么好的福音可听呢？
How can we even sit here and listen to the gospel?
朋友们，巴不得你的心。苏醒过来。
Friends, I wish for your heart to be awakened.
苏醒过来。
Awakened.
前几天有位老伯母她在公车上受伤。
Few days ago, there was an elderly woman who was hurt on the bus.
她坐在公车上结果紧急刹车她整个人撞到前头去。
Because the bus driver braked suddenly and she went forward and hit something.
脑内出血。
And her had bleeding the brain.
颈椎、脊椎都骨折。
And she had a broken spinal.
左肺萎缩。
And her left liver collapsed.
在医院里边。
And she was in the hospital.
医生问他的儿子。
And the doctor asked her son.
你们要救他吗？
Do you wish to save her?
他已经82岁了。
She's already 82.
你们要救她吗？
Do you wish to save her?
他儿子说，尽所有的力量救她。
And the son said, do all you can to save her.
医生二话不说。
And the doctor without another word.
好，我们用所有的力量救她。
Fine, we'll do all we can to save her.
朋友们。
And friends.
在美国你遇见的是这样。
And this is what you see in America.
没有问你有没有钱。
They do not ask if you have money.
没有问你怎么样来付钱？
They do not ask how you're going to pay for the payments.
好，我们尽全力救他。
All he said was fine. We'll do all we can to save him.
82岁受重伤的老人。
An 82-year-old woman who was severely hurt.
为什么医生医院肯这样为他付出？
Why is it the hospital and the doctor was willing to do that for her?
在那个特别加护病房里面，可能一天都要好几万美金。
And an ICU daily would probably cost you tens of thousands.
他甚至连身体的体温都是用外面的热气帮助他恢复过来的。
And even her body temperature was kept by equipment.
是因为神。
But it was all because of God.
因为神，所以这个生命有价值。
Because of God, this life has significance.
因为在一个敬畏神的人，一个敬畏神的国度里面，所以他得着这个价值。
Because she was in a country which feared God, she received that treatment.
那我们再来看另外一处经文。
Let's turn to another passage.
我们读一下。
Let's read it together.
我们就少读一点啊。我们先读，我们读32节，然后33节。34节先读三节。
Let's read verses 32, 33, and 34 first.
好，我们一起来。神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？谁能控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了，谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替我们祈求。在这里，一个信靠耶稣的人得到何等的福气。
And here it tells us what a great blessing of one who trusts in Jesus receives.
神说，既然他肯把他儿子守在十字架上。
God said if he would not spare his own son and for him to die on the cross.
他就把万物和主耶稣的生命都白白的一起赐给你。
And doesn't he grant us all along with the life of his son?
今天我们在地上很努力，很努力。
And today we strive, we put in so much effort.
很辛苦，很辛苦。
And we work so hard.
但我们挣得什么？
But what have we obtained?
可能我们最后走的时候就是两手空空。
Perhaps when we leave this world, we are empty-handed.
什么都没有带去。
We cannot bring anything with us.
但是当你信主的时候。
But when you believe in Jesus.
神把万物和耶稣尊贵、圣洁、美丽的生命赐给你。
God will give you all things along with the life, the beautiful and beautiful life of His Son Jesus.
有一个非常感人的故事。
And there's this touching story.
他讲到有一个财主。
He said that there's a wealthy man.
他非常非常的富有。
He was very wealthy.
他有位独生子。
And he had an only son.
但他的独生子死了。
But his son died.
所以当他年老的时候。
So when he became of old age.
他就立下了一个遗嘱。
He set a will.
他托给一个律师。
He gave the will to a lawyer.
然后有一天律师就为他来处理所有他遗嘱的事情。
And the lawyer would take care of everything that was within the will.
那么有一件事情就是要拍卖他所有的家产。
And one of the things that the lawyer needs to do was to auction everything that belonged to him.
好多人都非常有兴趣。
And many people was interested in this auction.
因为这个富豪他家的东西都非常的贵重。
And because this rich man was everything that he had was very expensive.
他准备很多的钱要来买。
And many people brought so much money wanted to buy the valuables.
大家看中了珠宝。
And some paid attention to his jewels.
名画。
And his paintings,
古董,
or his antiques.
但是当拍卖会开始的时候,
but when the auction began,
律师拿出一张画像,
and the lawyer brought out a portrait.
就是这位富豪他儿子的画像,
it was a portrait of his son.
他说, 谁愿意买这张画像?
Is there anyone who wants to bid for this portrait?
那些人他注意力都是在那些又贵又保重 又贵重的。
Everybody's attention was on these valuable stuff such as the jewels.
没有人注意这张画。
Nobody paid attention to that portrait.
没有人有兴趣。
Nobody was interested.
结果这位富豪的管家出来。
And then this steward of this rich man came.
他告诉这个律师。
He said to the lawyer.
他说我要买这张画像。
He says, I want to buy this portrait.
因为我爱这个画像上面的人。
Because I love this person who's on this portrait.
但是我没有多少钱。
But I do not have much money.
可不可以卖给我？
Can you sell it to me?
结果律师就把画像交给他。
The lawyer gave the portrait to him.
然后他就宣布。
And the lawyer proclaimed.
今天的拍卖会到此结束了。
He says that today's auction will end here.
留下所有的人一脸的惊愕。
And everybody was shocked.
怎么才卖了一张画像，竟然就都不卖了呢
？And why is an auction ended by after selling one portrait?
然后他接着就说。
And the lawyer explained.
因为这个遗嘱里面这样讲。
Because in the will it stated.
若有人肯要这个画像。
If anyone who is willing to take this portrait.
他就得着了我所有的财产。
He will obtain all my possession.
朋友们
Friends,
神今天把你放在地上。
God has placed you on earth.
他有所有的丰富要赐给你。
He has such abundance, he wants to give it to you.
但是我们用我们有限的眼光。
But he needs to have an eyesight.
我们只是汲汲营营于我们手所能抓的东西。
And we're just trying to grab hold of whatever we can grab hold of.
我们忽略了永生。
We have not look lightly upon the eternal life.
最美的祝福。
This most beautiful blessing.
还有在永世里面神所要给我们的产业。
And all the blessing, the inheritance that God wants to give us in eternity.
巴不得神今天是你的灵魂苏醒。
And I pray that God will awaken your soul today.
就是能够答应天父的呼召。
That you will answer the call of our Heavenly Father.
回家吧。
Come home.
回家吧。
Come home.
你需要安息。
You need rest.
你已经被打得遍体鳞伤。
You're so wounded.
你非常的劳苦。
You're so heavy laden.
你无论是做学生的。
No matter you're a student.
你无论是工作的。
Or you're a working person.
无论是家庭主妇的。
Or you're a housewife.
都是非常非常的劳苦。
And you're all working very hard.
也常常是非常痛苦。
A lot of times you're in suffering.
朋友，我们到父神面前。
Friends, let us come before our Father.
他是我们的祝福。
Because he is our blessing.
他是我们的享受。
He is our enjoyment.
你愿意接受耶稣。
And if you're willing to receive Jesus,
你就得到这个祝福。
You have received that blessing.
就这么简单。
It is so simple.
我们把刚才那首诗歌唱一节。
Can we just sing the hymn that we sang earlier?
主，我要回家。
Lord, I want to come home.
朋友们，今天来尝尝主恩的滋味。
Come and taste the Lord.
我们没有办法给你什么。
I cannot give you anything.
但是我们所告诉你的是无价之宝。
But what I have told you is a precious, precious.
巴不得你有一颗智慧的心。
I pray that you will have a heart of wisdom.
就在这个时候。
That at this moment.
非常简单的相信。
Very simply believe.
要愿意的都可以。
All who are willing to believe.
神没有叫你去做什么。
God did not ask you to do anything.
神没有叫你去读什么。
God did not ask you to read anything.
你听了，你心受感动的。都可以得着他的儿子。
As long as you heard the gospel in your touch and you're willing to accept him, you can accept
Jesus. 好，我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing it.
向天父说，我要回家。
And telling the Lord that, Lord, I'm coming home.
好。我真的答应你，天父。现在要回家，走过操场罪恶。
And this is not the arms of anybody else.
是你的父亲。
But the arms of your father.
是你的真父亲。
It is the arm of your true father.
你的生命从他而来。
Your life came from him.
你是照他儿子的形象样式被造的。
You were made in the likeness and image of his son.
要相信他。
Dear friends, believe in him.
所以圣经说，凡是接受他。
And the Bible says, whoever receives him,
他就赐给你们权柄,
he will give them the right
来做神的儿女,
to be the children of God.
我们为什么能够得到神所有一切的丰富呢?
How can we inherit all the goodness of the Lord?
因为今天的信主,
because the believing today,
神接你为儿子,
God receives you as his son.
你得着儿子的名分,
that when you receive that sonship,
得着神丰盛的产业,
you will receive the great blessing, inheritance of the Lord.
得着最宝贵的生命。
And this precious life,
让神的生命进到你的里面去。
Allowing God's life to come into you.
朋友们，让神的生命进到你的里面去。
Dear friends, allow God's life to come into you.
我们愿意得医治吗？
Are you willing to be healed?
我们愿意生命改变吗？
Are you willing for your life to be changed?
我们愿意让自己活得更快乐一点吗？
Are you willing to live a happier life?
我们愿意让我们的家人活得更快乐一点吗？
Do you wish for your families to live happier?
接受耶稣。
Come and receive Jesus.
把副歌再唱一次。
Let's sing the refrain again.
一次中文，一次英文，好吗？
We sing Chinese ones and English ones.
朋友们一起祷告。
And I will lead our friends in prayer.
朋友们，凡是你愿意回到天父身边的，请跟我一起祷告。
Friends, those if you want to come back to the heart of Jesus, will you just pray with me?
我带你一起祷告。
I will pray with you.
祷告一句的时候，请你跟着念一句。
Just follow me.
亲爱的阿爸天父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
我感谢你。
I thank you.
感谢你爱我。
I thank you for loving me.
你借着你的儿子
that through your son,
彰显你的大爱。
You have revealed your great love.
十字架的救恩
that the salvation of the cross
是真的。
It is true.
是有功效的。
It is with effort.
我愿意接受你的儿子。
I'm willing to accept your son
为我的救主
to be my savior
求你赦免我的罪
I ask you to forgive my sins
求用你儿子的血洗净我的罪
cleanse me with the blood of your son
洗净我一切的罪污
cleanse all my sin stain
我打开我的心门
I open my heart
欢迎耶稣住到我的里面
welcome Jesus to live in my heart
赐给我新的生命
to give you a new life
成为我的主
and become my Lord
我回家了
I have come home
父亲我感谢你
Father I thank you
从此不愿再离开
From now on, never more to Rome.
要好好的爱你。
I want to love you.
好好的爱你的儿子耶稣。
To love your son Jesus.
谢谢你听我的祷告。
I thank you for answering my prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of Jesus, I pray.
请我们继续把眼睛闭着。
Let's continue to close our eyes.
刚才跟我一起祷告的。
And those who have prayed with me.
诚心接受主耶稣的。
Those who have wholeheartedly accept Jesus.
请在座位上举一个手。
Would you please raise your hand?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
你祷告接受主了。好，感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
朋友们，我真巴不得你现在就得救。
I really hope that you can be saved right now.
有太多的经验。
There's too many experiences.
那我觉得我真是要再竭力的劝人。
It tells me that I need to urge people.
好多时候我少劝
了。A lot of times I did not urge enough.
后来让我非常的后悔。
And I regret deeply.
因为不再有机会。
Because I may not have the opportunity again.
朋友们。
Friends,
你是聪明人。
You are a smart person.
我真是巴不得你今天就接受。
I urge you to accept Jesus.
为什么要抗拒神的爱？
Why do you reject the love of God?
为什么这样轻忽天父的爱？
Why do you look lightly upon the love of our Father?
可不可以让我再劝你一声？
Can I just urge you once
more? 今天接受主。
Today, accept Jesus.
机会可能有时候一去就不再回来。
Sometimes you may not have the opportunity again.
让我再呼求一次好吗？
Let me call again.
凡是愿意信耶稣的，请你把手举起来。
Those who are willing to accept Jesus, raise your hand.
好，请放下，请放下。还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
还有哪一位吗？
Anyone else?
朋友还有吗？好，祷告。
Let's pray.
主，把我们亲爱的朋友仰望在你的手中。
Lord, commit our dear friends unto your hands.
把今天举手决志的弟兄姊妹仰望在你手中。
We pray and commit to you our brothers and sisters who raised their hands.
实在感谢你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you for loving us.
主啊，因着你的爱。
And because of your love.
没有任何事物可以叫我们与你隔绝。
There's nothing which can separate us.
这爱是在你里面。
Because that love is in you.
永不离开。
Never departs.
主啊，我谢谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
求你不放过我们任何一个朋友。
Let none of us go.
主啊，你最有智慧。
Lord, you are the most wise.
懂得怎样做工。
You know how to work.
主，你最有爱心。
You're the most loving.
你知道怎样爱他们。
You know how to love.
巴不得今天这个爱就感动他们。
That today may this love touch.
每一个都得救。
That everyone will be.
每一个都接受主。
Everyone will accept.
主啊，救每一位。
Lord, save everyone.
奉你宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.